It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Thursday, June 12th, USDA released their June crop production supply and demand estimates. We've talked about how the report was friendly to the wheat side. It was bullish to the corn side. Today, we'll cover what it was for soybeans. We'll do that after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
On Thursday, June 12th, USDA released their June crop production supply and demand estimates. This report, of course, was friendly, a little bit bullish to the wheat, and it was bullish to the corn market, as we did see exports increase for both. But for soybeans, we didn't see much of anything. As far as old crop, USDA left all numbers unchanged, leaving stocks at 350 million bushels, which was 5 million bushels below expectations, as everybody was expecting USDA to cut exports or trim some demand source in some way. For new crop, again, left all numbers absolutely unchanged, and that leaves stocks at about 295 million bushels, which was 9 million bushels below expectations. Again, most traders are expecting to see a little bit of a downward correction to exports for soybeans, mainly because of the poor demand that we've been seeing as of late, and also for the fact that China has zero purchases on the books for 2025 at this time frame, when normally they have about 30% booked already. So that's a little bit negative on the soybean side. But we did see some positive news come into the soybeans here late last week with the announcement that EPA is going to hike the amount of biodiesel or biofuels that we're going to mandate we're going to have for 2025 and 2026. This is certainly bullish news as far as the soybean market is concerned, as it will bring in another demand source and a quite substantial demand source to make up some of the exports that we've been losing. Overall, like we said, this report for soybeans was neutral, maybe a little bit negative.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.